our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha,
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
We're doing a podcast.
We are. We totally didn't almost forget. You almost forgot. No. You almost forgot, fair listener.
I mean, you almost forgot more than I did.
Oh, did you?
Because yeah, I remembered true. Very suddenly, and I said, hey, we should do a podcast right now. Are you ready?
No,
and
that's then... not what you said.
What did I say?
You said, are you ready to do a podcast?
Uh-huh.
Just done it. You didn't say, we should do a podcast right now. Are you ready? You said, are you ready to do a podcast?
Oh.
As if to be implying that I should have just remembered. Should have just known.
Well, you should.
And as if it was me holding up the process.
It's both of us together.
Which was not me holding up the process.
So we have some shakeups in our furniture situation.
We do.
This week.
We've had some shakeups, so there might be... The microphone level might change over the next couple weeks.
Yeah, because we don't have a...
here's what happened here. Since last time. We got a couch, a full-size couch... And we moved it into the apartment. I don't remember if we had... No, we didn't have it by the time we had last podcast.
No, we got it like Tuesday or Wednesday.
And then it turns out we didn't get rid of our old love seat.
It was Tuesday when we got it. Because
okay.
I was playing Star Wars that day.
Oh, you were. It's true. And we didn't take out our old love seat. So now we have a full-size couch and a love seat. And they're both reclining. Then we can't use the reclining and the love seat anymore.
Yeah,
but this
fine,
left right? us with some space limitations because the old love seat went to where the dining room table had been. So.
Well, I mean, we can still leave the table there. Like how it is. And just like, because you can sit on the couch and sit at the, like, have the couch at the table.
It makes it pretty crampy in here.
That's all. I mean,
I want to be able to I want to be able to store the table somewhere, and this is the only place to do it.
Okay.
Like, directly in front of us where we are sitting right now, where our desk currently is.
But, I mean, that's good, too, because then I can just sit over here and sort my cards instead of sit over there.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean,
it's not
that far to move the table. I just don't...
So, yeah, we got rid of a dresser, too.
Oh, yeah, I got a new dresser at IKEA. I went to IKEA for a cutting board and a cabinet, and I came home with a dresser.
And a cabinet.
And a cutting board and a cabinet and a box. And some hangers.
Like a lot of things happened at IKEA.
But I got free lunch, so that's something.
It is something.
They give you free, like, if you're one of their members or whatever.
I think we're just getting all IKEA furniture over time.
We are, yeah. I mean, that's fine. It's not the most adult, but we're not the most adults, so.
Uh-huh.
I'm fine with it. Jonathan Colton has an IKEA song.
Yeah.
Saying that it's only for divorced men and college kids.
Mm-hmm. I was divorced once.
Yeah. I mean, I guess technically you still are. It's not your permanent status, but it is.
Right. And I was in college once.
A trait about you. I was also in college.
So that works out.
I am not still a college student, though.
Right.
You don't stay a college student forever.
You could just be a student of life.
Ugh.
Like,
it's like when you go on Facebook and people say that they went to the school of hard knocks.
Mm-hmm. That means they didn't go.
That means they didn't go to school.
Uh-huh.
Means they probably...
They probably weren't privileged enough to go to school.
Yeah, they probably work like some kind of labor job or like a gas station or something like that.
Uh-huh. That's because that's where you get your hard knocks.
But there's this weird thing where...
I always thought that was weird, though.
Those people are proud that they're uneducated.
The hard knocks, like, does that mean that, like, somebody hits you? Or how does that work? Like, do you get knocked?
Maybe it means that, like, you get hit. I don't know. Google it.
I always thought that, like, when I was a kid, like, the first time I saw a school of hard knocks, I was like, does that, like, you get beat up there? Or how does that work?
For some reason, I think of bedstands.
I don't know how that fits.
I don't either. But when I think of Hard Knocks, I think maybe it's like a knock on wood sort of situation, and there's a connection there.
All right, I'm gonna do some. We're gonna figure out the School of Hard Knocks.
We'll see where it is.
Where it is? Where do you think it is?
If they don't have one, we should open it and charge everybody admission.
I think if it's somewhere, it's probably like Mississippi or Wyoming.
School of Hard Knocks.
I thought you were just gonna look for Hard Knocks.
The school, well, it's a school, the University of Hard Knocks.
It's an idiomatic phrase. What I want to know is where Hard Knocks came from. Where did Hard Knock come from? Like Hard Knock Life? That's a thing, right?
There's a TV series called Hard Knocks. It's about NFL.
That's not helpful, but that does make sense.
You
want
to find like the etymology of it?
I just want to know, where Hard
Knocks
came from.
Look up etymology.
Maybe it's just under School of Hard Knocks. Go for it.
Yeah. Oh, Definition of Hard Knocks by Merriam-Webster. Rough, unsparing treatment.
Where'd it come from, though?
First known use of Hard Knocks, 1849.
Okay. Is there more context? All right, go to School of Hard Knocks. Wikipedia might explain what Hard Knocks means. You might have been right the first time about Wikipedia. So I didn't listen to last week's episode.
It means the painful education one gets from life's usually negative experiences, often contrasted with formal education.
I know what it means, but where did it come from?
The term is frequently misattributed to George Ade, but was actually coined by Elbert Hubbard in a piece he wrote for himself for Cosmopolitan in 1902.
Thank you. That is all I was looking for.
It is a phrase which is most typically used by a person to claim a level of wisdom imparted by life experience, which should be considered at least equal in merit to academic knowledge.
So, hold on. What if I have a lot of life experience, but I also went to college, can I claim 2 degrees?
Yeah, you could be like you could have a doctorate in Hard Knocks.
I can have a doctorate in Hard Knocks. Can I have like a master's in art of Hard Knocks?
I don't know if it's art.
Master's
of Hard Knocks.
In business administration of Hard Knocks.
I probably have some sort of degree in management.
Can
of
I
hard
get
knocks
like a
from life experience?
Can I get like a
degree of magic cards of Hard Knocks?
Can I get like a law degree in Hard Knocks?
And, I mean, if you read a lot of books.
If I read a lot of books, does that count? What kind of books? Like crime books?
Law books. Like textbooks.
I think that you just get a regular degree.
Well, no,
if
you can't.
Textbooks.
You have to like pay for a college that way. You can just read all
I
the books
maybe,
and know it.
Nope. I think maybe you get a law degree in Hard Knocks by going to jail a lot.
And then you figure it out.
And then you learn about how the judicial system works the hard way.
And then you get hard knocked around.
Yeah. See, that's how you do it. All right. For those of you looking for a law degree in Hard Knocks, go out and start robbing some houses.
Or just murder some motherfuckers.
Preferably not our apartment.
Yeah, don't rob us, because we like
someone
our stuff.
Someone came to our apartment today to pick up our dresser, which was like my great-grandma's dresser. And they're like, why are you getting rid of it? And I'm like, I don't know, I didn't want it anymore.
Did you tell them that it put sawdust on your clothes?
No, I did not. I did not tell them that. Why would I tell them that? They wouldn't have taken it.
Yeah. So I thought it was funny that you wanted to give away like the 80-year-old dresser, but you want to sell the desk that's 20 years old?
Listen, it's like 70 years old. Yeah. The dresser's like 70 years old, and that desk is older than 20 years.
Well, yeah, but it's not well-made like the dresser was.
It's pretty well-made. It's made of like solid wood. It's actually wood.
Yeah.
The dresser was a lot of very thin wood, and it was light. Like, this desk weighs more than that dresser, even with all of the drawers in it. It's a light dresser.
Did you ever see that show, the Antique Roadshow?
Yeah. And people would go there
How
with
come
their,
we don't
like,
have that?
They go
we
there with, like,
that.
Their plate or whatever.
And they're like, did you clean this plate?
Like,
yeah, I ran it through the dishwasher.
Shouldn't
have done it.
That
now
took,
it's not worth anything.
$10,000 off of it.
Yeah, because you put it in the...
The ones where they're like, I just brought this in my backpack. And then the appraiser's like, I actually don't want to touch this anymore than I have to because it's worth $800,000. And they're just like, what?
Maybe I should get like a paper bag or something.
I like those ones. Or the ones where they're like, it looks really nice, but it's mostly has sentimental value.
Yeah, that means
it's
worthless.
That's most of it, right? Like, most of
them. They don't put all those on TV, though.
They put a few of those on TV.
Yeah,
the ones
but not
that
all
you think
them.
Are going to be worth something, they put on TV. Yeah, they don't put them on TV because that's depressing, right? Yeah. Nobody wants to see that. 99%
of the people have garbage.
Yeah, everyone wants to see the one where you're like, what? How did you get that?
It's like, this Hallmark means that this was made in 1745 by the Russian something so-and-so. This one guy, he made 12 of these.
He made 12 of them, and 11 of them burned up in the fire in the castle in 1853.
This is the only one.
This one was out for repairs at the time, and so this is the only one that's left.
No, this is one that we thought they were all gone, but this one exists now. And so it is priceless.
So it's $80.
I'll give you $25 for it.
This isn't Pawn Stars.
No,
You know what? The good thing about the Pawn Stars people is that they were usually like, listen, this isn't for us, or we can't sell this, or whatever, if it was like worth too much.
Yeah, they're like, look, it's go get real value for this. If you don't sell your Pokemon cards to me.
Oh, God.
Just sell them on eBay, you'll get a lot more.
Yeah. It's true. Don't go to a pawn shop to sell anything like that.
Unless you want to be on TV, then go to those guys.
Well, it's like there's like an application process and like auditions and stuff for that, I think.
Probably.
You have to like list what you have.
You have to have good stuff.
Yeah.
And like, I got a PlayStation 4. Yeah. Nope.
Not you have to like agree to sell it, or you have to be a guy who's like, I got a letter from Abe Lincoln.
I saw a really cool thing when I was at the pawn shop. Did I tell you about that? It was like the last week that I was there.
I don't know. You might have told me.
It was an elephant harness. Did I tell you about that? It was from the Barnum and Bailey Circus, and they had pictures.
Who tried to sell an elephant harness in Fargo?
Well, it was. I mean, it was more like a breastplate. Like they put it was like it was maybe about a foot around a circle, and it had like a bee on it or something, but on the inside it had like a name like etched into it, and that was the name of the elephant that it went on.
Oh geez.
And they had a picture of the elephant with it because like they're
were you like we're not the right place for
I was like, this thing's awesome, and I'm like, I can give you this much money for it, but it's worth a lot more than
that.
Yeah,
you shouldn't take that. You should go do better.
Yeah.
Did they end up selling it to you?
No. But I just thought it was really cool.
Huh.
Yeah, there's a lot of... Like, when you work in a pawn shop, you get to see a lot of cool stuff.
You also get to learn how much stuff is worth.
Yeah. And you just kind of make a guess on a lot of things, too. Like,
Hope you don't screw anyone over too much.
Well, a lot of it, too, is you just... If you're doing a loan for someone, it's just, like, how much do you need? And then we'll try and get you there.
Yeah, we'll try to make it work. I don't think all pawn shops are like that, though. I think there's definitely pawn shops that try to screw up people over, but your pawn shop wasn't one of them.
Yeah. I mean, like, that there was a... We had, like, a chief of a tribe come in with a zebra pelt. Did I tell you about that?
Oh, no.
I thought I did.
I don't think so.
Anyway, so he was... They had, like,
Maybe he did.
There was, like, a tribe in Africa that they were, like... on good terms with that they like
sister tribes
tribes, and they traded, like, they gave the African tribe a buffalo pelt and the African tribe gave them a zebra pelt.
That's so cool.
So they just the chief needed like $300, so I'm like, yeah, that's fine.
Oh, I hope he came back for
oh he
it.
Did yeah
good
yeah they're like, we just need $300, and I'm like, okay, sure.
That'd be a really depressing story if you ended up with that.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I knew he would come back for it. He did other loans too before.
He was like a regular.
Yeah, semi-regular. I saw him a couple other times. Like, he brought in like a headdress with eagle feathers on it, like actual eagle feathers that you're not allowed to have unless it's for like a tribal thing. Yeah, whatever,
but it was.
Yeah, and we're like,
are you allowed to buy it if you?
Yeah, I mean, it was a loan. It wasn't like.
I know, but, like, if you can't have them if you're not tribal.
Right.
And he's selling it to you.
No, he wasn't selling it.
Okay, but if it ended up he didn't pay his loan or whatever.
Yeah, but why wouldn't he?
No, but if he didn't. Like,
no, I know. What if he didn't? Weird. But, yeah, if he didn't, then we'd just
turn it into the police or whatever. Or
be like, yeah, this we can't sell this, so here you go, police. Get it to who it belongs to.
Yeah. Would it just go back to him?
Probably.
Get it back for free?
Yeah, but, you know. People are generally honorable if they're trying to. Sometimes you just need a couple bucks for something. Who knows, you know?
Sometimes you just gotta make your rent because you had a hard month or a medical bill or whatever.
Yeah. Sometimes shit sucks, and then you just gotta deal with it, and you sell what you got.
Sometimes it's the beginning of Requiem for a Dream, and your son sells your TV.
Right.
For drugs.
Yeah.
I don't think it's usually that one, though.
No. Sometimes, but not always. Most people are reasonable people.
What else did we have going on this week? Besides all this furniture. My sister left. She was here.
She's not on the podcast.
She was here for just over a week, actually.
Yeah. And then
We didn't remember to make pancakes. That was like a thing we were supposed to do. We're supposed to make pancakes? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, because we have all that syrup.
You didn't know about it.
I just know we have a bunch of boysenberry syrup.
It had absolutely nothing to do with the reason we were making pancakes.
Oh, why were we making pancakes?
We were making pancakes because my sister made a series of poor batches of pancakes. I was gonna teach her how to make pancakes correctly. Okay.
I think you just like get the ingredients
and then make them
and then put water in it and mix it up.
Yeah, that's what she did, and they hadn't been coming out correctly.
Did she get like? Did she like make one? Like a master batch and put it in a jar and
then no, you scoop out a certain amount? No, she was using a mix.
Like a Bisquix? Like or whatever they call it.
Yeah, it was like a different brand, but...
Yeah, okay.
But it wasn't working out. It was not working out.
Okay.
I'm painting my nails and I don't know where I set down the nail polish I'm trying to use, but I gotta be honest, it's kind of important to have.
Yeah.
Oh, found it.
Oh, cool.
It was in my lap the whole time.
Cool, cool.
What else did we do this week?
Well, I know what we're doing next week.
What are we doing? Oh, do you want to give a trip preview?
Yeah, we're going on a trip.
Do you want to do a trip recap when we get back?
Did we do a trip already? No, we're going on a trip.
No, that's what I'm
saying.
We can't
do a recap if we haven't gone yet.
Right, but do we want to talk about it twice?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it. Well,
it's a preview. This is like...
Okay, preview.
So this weekend, I'm really excited because something awesome's happening.
What's happening?
We're going to watch the It movie.
We are going to watch the It movie.
I'm so excited.
It's pretty great. Can you open this for
me? Yeah.
It's supposed to be really scary.
Yeah.
Like, really scary. Stephen King was like, it's scarier than I thought.
Yeah. That's
good. I thought it was going to be less scary.
They made
scary.
It terrifying. I'm still glad that they only did it for the kids.
What do you mean?
Well, like I've been saying, like, the It book is a book and a sequel in the same book.
Oh, I see what you mean. So, just the way you phrased it was like, what do you mean? They only made this movie for kids? I don't understand.
Yeah, well,
I know what you mean. Yeah, they only did the part
Because the miniseries they did was like the kids and the adults kind of like going back and forth
book,
between them.
Right. Because that's but how the
with
book
this
is.
One, yeah, right, that's what I'm saying. But the book is a book and a sequel at the same time. Because it's all the kid stuff that happens when they're kids, and then they come back.
It's not
27
really a
years
sequel, later. Though.
Well, I mean,
it's more of a mirror story. Like, it would be boring to do the movie as the movie and then the part where they're adults because it's the same story. They just do it again.
Right. But it's a sequel that's built into the book.
Right. But I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with doing that the first time. Like,
well,
I think in a movie format, in a miniseries it works because you have more time. In a movie format it would have been clumsy and full.
Right. And it was kind of clumsy even the way they did it. Like, because there wasn't enough time for the kid's story or enough time for the adult story. They kind of had to mix it together.
Yeah.
But the movie is going to be over 2 hours.
It's got to be a long one. I mean, it's still a really long book, even if you cut out the part where they're adults.
Yeah, I think it's like 2 hours and 20 minutes or something like that, and it's just them as kids.
Are they doing a sequel as the adult part?
Well, they said if this one goes well, they'll do a sequel. But I don't know if it's going to be them as adults or if they're going to try and do something else with it.
Hmm. Oh, like an entirely new story?
Yeah, because it's them as adults. It's like you said, it's just them.
It's the same story.
It's just
them
coming back and then kind of sorting out.
They just do it again.
Yeah.
Except now they're adults and have different lives.
Yeah, and they kind of finish it off or whatever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing, like, a prequel. Like, some stuff that happened with it before now.
Oh, like the other stories of the other times it came or whatever?
Yeah, and then why it left. Like, because every time it leaves after a little while, but
well, I thought
why.
It left because it filled its need or whatever the other time.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Did it fill its need the last time, or did it get hurt and had
it
to
got
retreat?
Hurt
yeah,
and, like, well, it wasn't even that it had to retreat, was it?
Yeah, I mean,
they thought they killed it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they thought they killed it, so they're like, oh, it's gone, but we don't know what happened to it. Like 27 years before that, you know.
Got it. So maybe. Someone else thought they killed it.
Yeah, maybe somebody else tried to fight it and, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. I get you.
Yeah. But we don't know.
That'd be cool. If they did something like that. I don't know that they would.
Yeah. But also, another thing I'm excited for in the Stephen King universe is the TV show. Castle Rock.
Wait.
It's J.J. Abrams is producing it.
Really?
And it has, like... a lot of characters. It's like all characters from Castle Rock in a TV show.
Like but
we don't know if it's going to be like new stories.
Yeah, I'm a little hesitant based on the last Stephen King TV show I saw.
Oh, The Mist?
Was that the last one I saw?
Yeah, that was pretty bad. And Mr. Mercedes was good. We only watched a couple episodes. But they did that really well. I think that was better than the book, even.
I was thinking Under the Dome.
Oh, yeah, that one was. But, I mean, the thing is, they're hit or miss. Like, some of them are good, some are bad. It's just like the movies.
That's right. I forgot entirely that we'd even watched any part of The Mist. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, I watched two episodes of it. I'm like, this is awful.
Yeah.
But then Mr. Mercedes was awesome.
Yeah, Mr. Mercedes is good. We're behind on that.
Yeah, we got to catch up. I'm behind on Preacher, too, I think.
Are you?
Well, no, they come out on Mondays, so I'll watch it.
So it'll be,
today's.
You'll have to watch it tomorrow. I mean, unless you want to stay up tonight.
No, I got to go to the gym in the morning.
You go to the gym? How close are we to, like, our 6-week mark of reevaluating at the gym?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I think we did it, like, the first... We're about a week and a half away.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
I'm ready for a new routine.
I'm happy with mine.
You should do a different one instead, though. Anyway, just because your muscles are going to be used to the one you have. Yeah. Do you have a snack?
Yeah. I just brushed my teeth.
So no.
Oh, I got a good one.
Okay. I'm ready. You're probably going to have to feed me whatever it is on account of I'm painting my fingernails. I'm very ready. I think I know what this is going to be. It's a pretty common snack around these parts.
It's a good snack, too.
It's a really good snack.
It's called Seattle water.
It's called the Agua Tibia. Just like warm water.
Yeah.
You're going to have to set it down for a second.
I thought you wanted me to put it in your mouth.
No, I don't want you to pour water on me while I'm attempting to paint my nails.
Well, then.
But I appreciate it.
Then you have your snack.
If it was going to be something like chips.
Oh, those taco chips that I bought for you that you could never find anywhere. And I'm like, oh, they're just right here.
Yeah, we didn't check the closest Safeway. I guess I just assumed my sister had checked it already. Hmm. She had not.
Hmm.
So there's these chips, you guys. The Lay's Do Us a Flavor contest. They've done this a couple times before. They had those like gyro ones. We tried them on the show.
Yeah. This year they had Everything Bagel, which are kettle cooked ones I saw in the back of the bag. So each one of the different flavors was a different type of chip too. They had Everything Bagel, which are kettle chips.
Uh-huh.
I didn't try those yet.
I didn't try them either. I don't think I'm going to.
I will. I like Everything Bagels, except it's a misnomer, but we've been through that already.
Yes.
And then Crispy Tacos is the regular ones, which we got, and those are real good. And then the other one was... Fried Green Tomatoes, which I tried.
They're fine.
I don't like it. I don't think tomatoes as a base flavor...
For chips.
It doesn't work for chips. Like, if you had ketchup chips, they're kind of gross, too. Like, it has to have something else.
Yeah, I also do not enjoy a ketchup chip. Your brother does. Got some when he was in BC.
Is green tomatoes even green tomatoes, or are they tomatillos?
No, they're green tomatoes.
They're green tomatoes.
They're unripe tomatoes.
Okay.
Tomatillos are a different. It is a different product. Thing.
They look like tomatoes, but they're not. And I was just assuming that.
No, fried green tomatoes is literally unripe tomatoes.
Unripe tomatoes. Okay.
I've never had them, like as a dish. Have you?
No.
Maybe I
know there's a movie called that.
There is. It's got people in it.
Yeah, most of them
do. It's like Kathy Bates.
I like Kathy Bates.
I do too.
Ms. Kathy Bates.
Ms.
Ms. Kathy.
It's probably Ms.
But, yeah, I mean, you just.
So, oh my god, there was this guy. There was this woodworker guy.
Oh, we went to this guy.
There was this woodworker guy on YouTube. And we just stumbled upon his channel when my sister was here.
Okay.
And he had this accent that at first I was like, oh, that must be Canadian. But the more I listened to it, I think it was the accent.
Is it Baltimore?
I think it was the accent that Kathy Bates was trying to do on American
from
Horror Story.
From Baltimore?
Is that it? I don't know.
Baltimore?
I don't know where he was from. I couldn't really figure that information out.
Yeah, if you've ever heard, like, Philadelphia accents, they're kind of weird, too. Like, there's, like, regional accents in, like, on the East Coast that are very unique.
Are they very unique?
They're the most unique.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
More unique than you can believe.
They're super unique. Does everyone tell them that they're unique? Yeah, I'm actually kind of excited to go to the East Coast and like hear some of that or see some of that because I've never been to New England, so
yeah.
I've never heard a New England accent in the wild.
So, who was telling me that they thought that Pennsylvania was New England?
My sister.
That's crazy. I love it.
Yeah, New England's older.
Yeah.
Not that Pennsylvania is not old, but New England is older.
Pennsylvania was the second state. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Do you know who the first state is?
But nope, but I'm supposed to.
It's Delaware.
Oh, I said it when you said it, so I guess I did know it.
Yeah, Delaware is the first state, and then Pennsylvania was the second one, and then I don't know after that because it didn't matter.
You stopped caring after Pennsylvania.
And also, oh, I've been learning about Seattle.
Oh, yeah, you got that Seattle podcast.
Yeah, I posted something.
You want to give a podcast recommendation?
Yeah, podcast recommendation. I was, I posted something on my page about, like, the streets in Seattle. And someone's like, oh, I've been listening. This makes sense because I listened to a podcast about Seattle. They don't even live in Seattle. It's just somebody I know. And I'm like, oh, man, I should listen to that podcast about Seattle history. So I learned so many things about Seattle.
It's been really interesting, actually.
And it's the Seattle Files is what it's called. And it's like a guy who's supposed to be a comedian. He says he's a comedian, but he's not funny.
Sometimes people aren't funny.
No, I know. But he just tells history. He's like a history teacher, but he says he's a comedian.
You can be both.
What?
Yeah. Comedians also have to make a living.
But he also...
Because it doesn't pay.
Right.
Comedy doesn't
so
pay.
So he, then he has, like, other comedians on as his guest hosts.
Mm-hmm.
And they're generally not great, but sometimes they are. But well, I like his information that he gives.
I gotta give him the benefit of the doubt. Being funny on a podcast is kind of hard to do.
Is it? I do it. I'm like that every
time.
You're on
it every time. Tell me a joke right now.
Okay, so these two old people... See? I didn't even finish it and you're laughing.
That's because you told me about
it. I know, but it's a good
earlier.
Joke. Should I tell it on the podcast?
You can tell it on the podcast. All it's right. Not a good joke, but you can tell it anyway.
Okay, so these two... There's four old people. Two old couples that are hanging out in the living room.
Yep.
And...
Who's living room?
It's...
I have a lot of questions.
Okay, so... we'll say... What are their names? It's Bernie and Bertha.
Uh-huh.
All right. And then...
Elmer and Ellie.
Ellie and Elmer and Bernie and Bertha. Okay, so Bernie and Bertha are going to have their 50th wedding anniversary.
Okay. They
like,
still live at home?
They're pretty, yeah.
They're still independent? All
yeah,
these
they're all,
still independent?
They're sharp.
Okay, okay. Are they?
Oh.
Because I know how this joke ends.
Oh, they're pretty sharp.
Okay.
So Bernie's talking to Elmer.
Did they both get married on the same day, or are they having their 50th anniversaries at the same time?
No,
or is it
they
just
were,
Bernie and Bertha
Elmer and Ellie already had their anniversary.
Oh, okay.
And so Bernie asks Elmer, he's like, so I want to take her, we want to go somewhere fancy for our 50th anniversary dinner. Where did you guys go? And he's like, oh, what's the name of that red flower with the thorns on it?
Rose.
Rose, that's right. Rose, what's that restaurant we went to?
Uh-huh. See, the premise you set up at the beginning of this does not match the joke, because you said they were sharp, and he can't remember his wife's name.
No, it's because you
also,
keep asking me...
Also, we still did not establish whose living room they were in. Also, they were probably not at a living room, because have you ever seen old people? They sit at the table and have coffee. They don't sit in living
no,
rooms.
No, you
sit
don't
at
know.
Tables
what kind of old
coffee.
People do you know? In our apartment, we had two couches that were across from each other.
My reference
and
is
people
my great-grandma.
There was no TV.
My great-grandma.
It was like
she sat
the
at the
living
table
room.
And had coffee.
There's like a living room,
in
right?
In those white coffee mugs with the gold thing on it.
So there's
you know
two,
the gold thing.
Two full-size couches, one on each side of the room, and then two chairs.
Uh-huh.
No TV. Everybody had to sit there and look at each other and talk.
I don't understand. I'm certain I don't understand.
That's where they were sitting.
We have two couches, but one faces the TV and one faces
the back
nothing.
Of the other one.
The back of the couch.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was in that room.
Moving this couch was a pain. And we're not going to do it ourselves again.
Oh, damn it.
What?
I just realized the whole joke was ruined by asking what their names were.
Oh, yeah. Her name is not Rose.
Yeah.
It's Ellie, short for Rose.
Yeah, Ellie is short for Rose.
What about your other joke? You had another joke that you had. You don't remember it already?
Okay, so this is Rose and Bernie. Bernard and Rose.
Uh-huh.
Rose and Bernard are old.
I get it.
And they're 90 at this point. This is 20 years later.
Okay.
So they're 90.
So they're celebrating their 70th wedding anniversary.
Yeah,
they don't live at home anymore. There's no way they live at home.
They're in assisted living.
Okay.
Well, or like they're in like one of those high rises that has like the old people apartments. So they're
That's
still
like assisted living, right?
Yeah.
No, they're not independent at 90.
Well,
no
I mean
way.
They're there, but they have help.
Okay.
But they're kind of by them. They have an apartment, but they...
That's assisted living.
Yeah.
That's what
Yeah, they're cool. They're fine.
Okay.
So they're sitting. They got their little TV trays.
We should get TV trays.
They're sitting there watching their program, their Lawrence Welk or whatever.
Do you think they still air Lawrence Welk?
They got VHS tapes.
No, Nick at Night has like...
The Cosby... Oh, they don't play the Cosby Show. No, it's newer than the Cosby Show. They don't play the Cosby Show anymore.
Nick at Night has like... It's really new stuff. Like, really
new.
Yeah,
I don't know. I haven't watched it again. Like, but anyway, 10 years ago, you're ruining my... I'm trying to tell a joke and you're off track.
Drew Carey show on at this point.
So.
You're telling me about their 90th wedding anniversary.
No, there's no anniversary. This is just.
They're 90.
This is like 20 years and
they're
3
90.
Months later.
Sure.
They're old folks.
They're old. They're even
so they're
older.
Sitting there. And then Rose asks Bernard, she says, would you like a piece of apple pie?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I would love a piece of apple pie. Just remember to put the ice cream on the top, like I like.
Mm-hmm.
She said, of course I'll remember, my dear.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes to the kitchen. He's watching his Lawrence Welk.
Mm-hmm.
And he realizes it's been like 10 minutes and she hasn't come back with the pie.
Uh-huh.
So he starts to get up and then she walks in. And she's got two plates
uh-huh.
with bacon and eggs on them. And he says, damn it, Rose. I told you not to forget the toast.
Jokey jokes are so bad. I don't know how they even survive in this society.
I'm so happy about those jokes.
Yeah. I like the second one more than the first one.
Yeah.
I don't like an audience interaction joke.
Well, it's very limited audience interaction.
Yeah, but it
like
is
like you
required.
Feel like you're going to be the butt of the joke, but no.
I want a joke to be told at me, not with me.
You're supposed to be involved in the story.
Yeah. I was just waiting for the joke to happen, and then you made me talk. That's all.
I didn't make you talk. You were very against it the first time.
I was.
Time.
We had to
you're
start
like,
the
I
joke over.
I think you're going to make fun of me for saying something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's just, it helps the joke along. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, maybe a joke shouldn't rely on that. How far into the podcast are we?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you want to look?
Should I?
Yeah.
Are you trying to be
nails.
Done with this?
I am trying to.
All right, we're done.
No, we can't just declare we're done and we
Why?
Haven't got enough time.
What? How much? Is there a rule? Is there a law?
No,
that
but
says
I
want
to see how far
be...
we are. I just want to see. It's probably enough. I don't know. Probably too much. Probably not too long. Anyway, we're going to Rhode Island. We'll check back in. Maybe we'll do like a recording when we're there. Maybe we'll do like a day-by-day recording of what happened. And then
I doubt
piece
that.
It all together
I have
when
to write.
Back.
I have to write my article. While
have
we're
you
there
not done that yet?
Well, I can't.
I thought
I'm not
you were
there
writing
yet.
It before.
Well, I'm gonna write it like when we're on the plane or whatever. I'm bringing my notebook and I'm just gonna write it down.
No, I thought you were supposed to be writing it beforehand, so people would go to it.
Oh no, people aren't gonna go to it.
I know.
All the people that are gonna go have
then
already gone.
What are you writing about it?
I'm just writing about the experience, about why I'm excited to go, and the stuff that happens while I'm there.
Okay.
All right, we're done.
Well, we're only going to one day, so get a lot out of that day. Okay, we're done. Fine. Whatever. Didn't you have a sign-off that was really good?
Did I?
I think so. I don't know. I remember that you did.
I don't know.
It was like...
Don't forget the toast.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.